Hello, Aries friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Aries May 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month, Mars Unleashed in Aries, affluence, audacity, autonomy, and adventure. This is for you if Aries is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Aries placement you're listening for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And very late degree Aries friends, so birthdays like April 15th through the rest of the sign, or Aries placements 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Taurus report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. Well, this month is so very much all about Aries. We've got Mars, Hygieia, transiting North Node, Mercury, Chiron, and Eris, all in Aries. So we've got a lot to talk about there, but I want to set three foundational understandings about this month that will be a great launching pad for us to better understand the starry stories that will affect your experience and how you can make this month the best possible. First thing to know that I'm super excited about is this is a robustly positive month from the perspective of the aspects. Aspects are the connections that the planets make to one another. And this month, they're mostly positive, which is very rare. So that's exciting. We've got just a couple that are clearly kind of nuisance, and then a few that can go either way, and we'll talk about those. But this is just a very exciting bottom layer of experience, you know, kind of weaving the story of May. The second thing, and I am also celebrating this, is that Aries has been in the hot seat for the eclipses, for better or worse, in March and April. And so even if positive things were coming, hopefully they happen for you. I'm an Aries rising, so I know it's been very intense for me too. Then May is a time when we're in the tail end of eclipse season. So I think even if the changes have been positive, it's still going to be kind of a relief because it's just been a lot. So we can kind of take a deep breath, start to see how these placements, you know, or how these transits and events are going to manifest, because it's kind of a cruel joke to have all of this new, active, busy, fiery, rambunctious Aries energy for this extended period of time, March, April, May now, plus the eclipse in our sign. The eclipses started in early 2023. They go until middle of 2025. We've got these storylines of me versus we and reclaiming our autonomy, awakening, and it's just really intense. True part of it is that we have all this forward moving energy, but then all of April was a retrograde. So it may have made it really difficult to know what to do with what was coming in, or we may have had to put the brakes on a bit and kind of be like stomping impatiently on the brakes while we're waiting for more information to come in and for Mercury to go direct so things can start flowing again. So April 1st through April 25th, Mercury was in retrograde. Every day after April 25th, as we get to May 13th, Mercury is getting clear, we're getting out of the fog. So by middle of May, you know, and really once it's the beginning of May, you'll see things starting to like push along, but you'll see things kind of take off more and be easier to plan and easier to do something with all this crazy Aries energy, you know, which you can kind of hear in my voice. It's happening now when I'm recording this, and it's very, very, very feisty. So between May, the middle of May and the middle of July, we've got our last big open period before the personal planets really dominantly are going to be retrograde for the rest of the year and at the beginning of next year. So if you've got to do something important, if you're trying to start something new, if you're trying to launch something, if you're trying to make a big purchase, a big sale, a big decision, establish roots somewhere, you know, do something that you want to lay a foundation for the long term, and you want that to be undisturbed by retrograde energy, then, you know, May 14th on is going to be your best bet. So that's exciting. So now we can finally do something with all this Aries energy. Aries has what's called a natural chart. So whenever planets are moving through the sign of Aries, they're also moving through the house of Aries. And that's true for every placement. The planets moving through the sign of Taurus are moving through the house of Taurus. So everything is just doubly true and doubly intense for Aries. It adds to our personality. It adds to our experience. It's part of how we are and who we are. So we've got all of this energy, including our ruler Mars in Aries. It is literally unleashed in its own sign. You know, if you can imagine, let's say somebody is a good communicator, and let's say that person speaks multiple languages, but they've got that one language that they're super strong in. That's what it's like when a planet goes through the sign that it rules. It's like that's the language that it speaks most proficiently and prolifically. And so it goes to town, and there is this energy of being unleashed. And because Aries is so fiery and rambunctious to begin with, there is also that energy of being unleashed, unhinged, unglued, you know. And our theme for last month was obstacles obliterated, compliments of the eclipse in our sign. And by the way, if you go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses, you can see more information about the March and April eclipses, and I have separate videos that you can watch. I also have eclipse playlists and things at anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. If you sift through the podcast and the video playlist, you'll find stuff on those eclipses, just in case you're, you know, wanting to go back and go more into that, because we're not covering it now, but it is still affecting us now. So in any case, this is giving us a whole new cycle. Mars only goes in our own sign every 2-ish years. So this hasn't happened for a while. It won't happen again, and you know, after this passes, which will be June 10th. So we've got from the beginning of May until June 10th to just really go crazy. And it's so exciting, like I said, that, you know, the energy is clearing out for forward movement for us to be able to do that. So we'll have free flow again, which is our favorite thing. Many Aries people, they just need to go forward. It's a cardinal sign. And I always talk about this. Sometimes I'll pick up speed and someone will be walking in front of me and I'm like, don't do that, you know, because you can't always stop, right? It just moves forward. And I don't want to run into people, but, you know, it's a cardinal force that once it's unleashed in one direction, it's very difficult to stop the momentum. So this is very much about our physical bodies. This is very much about our image, what we're wanting to present out into the world. But Aries may be going through now with this eclipse cycle is a redefinition of self. You know, this is really, really a big deal. This is like, who am I? What am I doing? What am I bringing? And, you know, what do I want to use all of this current energy for? What do I want to use all of this long-term eclipse energy for? And, you know, that's what's going on. So we've got this chance for a renewed self-image, updating wardrobe, changing hairstyle and such. And if you want to do something that's more shocking or long-term, mid-May and on would be better. Boosting confidence. Aries tends to be confident already, but there are those places where there are some weaknesses that the fire covers. This could be a time when we heal those things. Definitely a great time to start a new workout regimen. And the physicality of Aries cannot be underestimated. So if you're not getting physical activity and you're able-bodied and can get physical activity, you may find that this really helps you to use this. You just have to be careful to not overexert yourself and injure yourself while being physical, because it's a very aggressive, assertive energy. As I spoke to in my separate video about the April 8th eclipse called Autonomy Awakens, we have the chance for enhanced autonomy. We tend to be that way anyway, but you know, we've got other people that we may be caring for or doing stuff for. And so this is very much about our independence and our self-reliance. And you may find yourself asserting your need for autonomy in your relationships or work or setting boundaries or making decisions based on your own needs and desires more than you had been. This can also bring you into a time where you're even more direct and assertive in your relationships. If you know, not that we tend to sugarcoat things, because we do not. This can be a time of improved communication and clearing up any misunderstandings. This can bring a time for leadership opportunities, you know, anything having to do with taking charge in a group setting, leading a project, or doing something for an individual project that is important to us. So all of that is very much enhanced. Now, as Mercury and then Venus, well, Venus is already in Taurus, Mercury will get there, the Sun is in Taurus, Uranus is in Taurus for a long time, Jupiter's there for a little longer, getting ready to go out. We will have the Taurus party in our Taurus house. This is very much about our financial stability. So for the last year, since May 2023, we've had a chance to rebuild our financial world. Jupiter may have gotten us in more debt, and we may have gotten great experiences or great material items, and now we're paying that off. Or we may have gotten more income, or something about our financial story has changed and gotten very excessive with Jupiter. So whether it's excessive spending, excessive income, or both, you know, now is a time where we're finishing off a year cycle where we've got this month to use this energy First of all, with the short term Taurus energies, and second of all, with the little remaining of Jupiter. Plus, we have a lot of connections. We've got the Sun and Venus connecting with Jupiter. We've got Mercury, the Sun and Venus connecting with Uranus. So there's a lot of activity bringing both jostling and surprises, and also two of the luckiest days of the year, the 18th and the 23rd, when the Sun and then Venus gets together with Jupiter. So if you've got to do something important, new business, money stuff, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, golden. Put those on your calendar. Days around the 18th are also good. So this is a time of financial planning and stability. So really reassessing your financial situation and setting budgets and planning for future security, finding ways to increase your income, evaluating your personal values, you know, leading to more fulfilling choices. So basically, if you're not aligning your actions with the things that you're prioritizing, this can, you know, this assessment or this reckoning can kind of sort that out. There could be a huge focus on acquiring new possessions or paying off ones you have or enhancing your physical environment. Changes in the quality of items that you bring that sort of bring this lasting experience of material success. Cultivating your self-worth. Self-worth is the foundation for our financial IQ. So how you feel about yourself can definitely affect the amount of money you make and the confidence that you have in what you're bringing with whatever you're making money from. Can, you know, make a huge difference with what you earn. And if you're not in a position to need to make money and you're just maybe have passion projects, this is still the same thing. Our self-worth is going to carry itself into all of our relationships, all of our experiences, and there's a chance to redo that now. This is also a time for embracing the Taurian love for sensory pleasure. So things that have to do with, inviting in good food and engaging, you know, nature walks or enhancing living space with beauty and comfort. This also can have to do with the development of practical skills. And we do have a lot of energy around education, which I'll talk about soon. So this can have to do with, hey, maybe you can make more money if you have more skills, and maybe the perfect education program can come in, which can enhance your earning potential and your practical abilities and build your confidence, which can add to your material security. This can also have to do with consolidating resources. So decluttering physical possessions, and it can also have to do with streamlining finances or realigning investments with your long-term goals. So this Mars unleashing this ambition, this motivation, this obsessive nature of Aries can definitely be funneled into any of the things we've talked about so far and any of the things I'm about to talk about. And that's part of this unleashing of this energy. It really can improve our affluence. It can make us audacious where we need to be. It can create this autonomy and it can build our adventures. Now, we will have a full moon in Sagittarius on May 21st, and that will be in our house of Sagittarius. So adventure, different countries, different cultures, different languages, learning opportunities, armchair warrior opportunities, the chance to read a great book, you know, or watch a great movie that really lifts your spirits, or actually go someplace or be planning to go someplace. Look out for the days around May 21st. If you're launching an international business venture, those days around the 21st, 22nd, 23rd will capture that Sagittarius full moon and will also capture, you know, the Venus-Jupiter alignment and some other beautiful things. So all of this is happening this month, and the Mars energy and all the rest of the Aries energy is feeding into this whole storyline. Now, while Jupiter has been able to help us financially over the last year, Jupiter has not been in a super favorable angle for us. So there, you know, that could have come with some conflict. But as Jupiter moves into Gemini, okay, so the Sun, Venus, Mercury and Jupiter, as of the 21st, all of these, between the 21st and the 26th, all of these will move into Gemini, which will bring a spiraling energy, overstimulation, all over the placeness, driving, communicating, talking, just everywhere. And that will be in our third house, right? So that will give us short term with these inner planets, Mercury, Venus, and the Sun, long term with Jupiter being there, will give us enhanced communication skills. So for this month, for the next year, we can expect an increase in our communication activities. So prolific learning, prolific teaching, prolific creating of resources, of content, if you're a content creator. It's an amazing time to express yourself more clearly, whether it's through writing or speaking or digital media. So you definitely want to take advantage of this period, short and long, to improve your communication skills. And that could feed into something having to do with that Sagittarius energy too. You can get your thirst for knowledge sparked. So you could, you know, this Aries energy could already be making you hot on something that you're excited about. And now that Jupiter is moving into Gemini, if you're like in a school program or you want to be, or you're teaching, it's just bring it up so many levels and amplify it in crazy ways. There'll be a lot of intellectual curiosity. So, you know, learning new subjects. And remember, Jupiter's all over the place. So there's a lot of diversity in this. So you could be doing underwater basket weaving and, you know, website coding, like things that are completely random and not related and different. This is kind of a time for you to be all over the place a little bit. There is also a chance for the strengthening of sibling relationships, because this area, it does rule your siblings and your relatives, like aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, nieces, things like that. It might open up a time where you have a lot of short trips, close by trips. This can get you involved in juggling multiple projects or interests simultaneously, either from education or things that you're pulling through. Bring a lot of adaptability. And this could be amazing for networking and establishing new connections. So this month in particular, going into June, this is still true. And then, of course, anchored in for Jupiter for the whole year. I don't remember if I mentioned before, but on the 18th and the 23rd, the Sun and then Venus will cross over Jupiter. And those are two of the luckiest days of the whole year are happening this month. And that's in our money sector. So we do have those kind of jolts, which could be better for better or worse with Uranus of the Mercury, the Sun and Venus this month, 13th, the 18th and the 29th, but they could be jolts that are for better or worse, like I said, but they can definitely, any upsets that come will be quick to smooth over, and it could bring lightning strike ideas. So definitely look for a lot of activity in that financial sector, including two of the luckiest days of the year. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course, you can up-level there. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell, because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.